Many times we find ourselves taking up many identities like kind, shy, hardworking, mean, and so many others, while other times we feel justified in sitting in our pain and just giving up. Well, on this two-topic episode, we are going to be looking at getting back up and walking in the fullness of our identities. You don't want to miss this. Howdy, partners. I felt a little country today, but hi guys, my name is Ampala Kasumba, back at you with episode 26 of the podcast Navigating Life with God and episode 10 of season 2. I am so excited at just this journey, you guys. I keep wondering, like, oh my gosh, we're almost reaching episode 30 and it's been amazing. Like, let me tell you, this is like the coolest thing about my life. The fact that I get to come here every Thursday and just share a word and walk in purpose. I'm living the dream. And yeah, how are you? How are you doing? Okay, how's your day been? How's your week been? How's life treating you? How's 2021 going? Okay. Yeah. I hope you are doing well. You are doing fine. And I always do this and I will continuously do this. How's your heart? I hope you're checking on your heart. Being mindful of what you take in and, you know, being deliberate about making sure that your heart posture is right, so that it does not affect how you go about your life and your day. Yeah, learn to take time, sit with yourself, assess yourself. How was my week? How was my day? What would have frustrated me, caused me any pain throughout, you know, these things? Because sometimes just brush things off, you know, we forget and these things remain in our heart, and then one day it's like, peekaboo, I see you, and it's like, dang, you've been there all this time. You know, with these emotions of ours, you really never know till you begin to sit down or be when it does the peekaboo thing on you. Okay, thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for everyone who has been part of this journey this far. If you have been consistent, because I know there are some people who are consistently listening, but even if you just like listen in once in a while, I am so grateful, and I don't take it lightly that someone actually sits to listen to my voice. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, thank you so much. If you by any chance, you know, listen to some background noises like people or the gate, because there's a gate that might make noise, just ignore it. Okay, listen to my voice. Yeah, and let's get with it. I am so excited for today's episode, and if you listened into last week's episode, today's episode is something that you really want to listen into, because it's kind of a piggyback of what we discussed last week. But I think the amazing thing about this today's episode, which also caught me off guard, is that we have two topics, something that I didn't plan, but you know, God is amazing, and I love how he works, and I love you know, how unique he is. And so today I was like, let's have two topics, and I'm like, yay, let's do this. Okay, so let's get right into it. Today's topics are get up. Literally just like that, like get up. And I am a child of God. As I said, get up is basically like a connection to last week's episode. I am a child of God, you know, is tapping into our identity. Yeah. I am not sure how we're going to connect this, but I'm already 4 minutes in and I think we need to get right into it. Okay, so Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. I know many of you are familiar with this verse. It's something that has been quoted through and through and through. And it says, though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises, but the wicked are brought down by calamity. Though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises. Guys, get up. Get up. If last week's episode kind of made you feel validated in giving up, in just being in that place of sadness, disappointment, and sorrow, that was not the intention. It's okay to, it's normal. It's normal to feel hurt, it's normal to feel confused, upset. But we always remember that the God that we serve is always working for us, never against us. And in us knowing this, we know that whatever we experience, whatever we encounter, that He is able to use it for our good. There are many times and many situations that we go through in life that will make us feel it's okay to give up, or we should give up. We will feel justified, like, guys, you will feel justified in giving up, like, not even like fake reasons, like excuses. Like, you can have a proper justification and be like, I am not going back, this happened to me, and it's solid. But when you begin to realize or walk in the truth of who God is, you begin to understand that even when something seems like it was against you, it really wasn't. Even when something seems like it was to bring you down, it really wasn't. We see stories of people like Joseph in the Bible. And when you begin to read Joseph's story, it's so sad, because it's like this little boy who is so confident, looking up to his big brothers and telling them about his dreams. And now he's sold as a slave by his own brothers. That I can actually picture, okay, not picture, but I can picture this in a movie, and I would be sobbing, because I'm such an emotional person, because it would be so sad just to really encounter, to really see this little boy, you know, being sold as a slave and waking up to, you know, work at Potiphar's house and being so diligent, and then Potiphar's wife doing her own thing. Like, so sad. But isn't it amazing how God was able to use all that to make Joseph into everything that he had been through? The strategies that God taught him. Had he never gone to Potiphar's house, he would have never known how to strategize, how to, you know, have things in order. And we see now Joseph is second in command in the whole land of Egypt. And he is in charge of the food and just so many things. And I bet he didn't have challenges adapting to his new position, because this is something God was training him for through and through. We see stories of David. David was a shepherd boy, and after being anointed to be king, he goes back to take care of sheep, not human beings, but sheep. And you would think all this was useless, but no, it was teaching him the patience, because even when he goes, he's almost to be put on the throne, now we see he has to be patient because Saul wants to kill him, and he had to stand strong and just be confident and know that the God that he serves was able to deliver what he had promised. So many times in life, you will feel justified and validated. But today I am telling you, get back up. Do that business plan. Get back up. Write that book. Get back up. You know, speak out. You know, get back up. No matter what they told you, no matter how you feel, don't let your feelings dictate your faith. Don't let your feelings, you know, dictate who you are in life. You know, because you are greater than you think you are, but you can only step into those capabilities if you actually choose to rise up to the occasion. I mean, have you ever noticed, we love different kinds of movies. I love movies. I know a movie that has made or sparked so much noise recently was Bridgerton. I'm not sure if I have pronounced that right. I have not watched this series, but it sparked so much noise. And I think one of the reasons why is because these two people who, I mean, it's seemingly so odd that they would be together, fight against the odds, you know, and choose their love, you know, choose to love each other, defying all odds. They get back up despite, you know, the challenges along the way. We love movies like, you know, Fast and Furious and all these amazing superheroes. And one thing that we love about Fast and Furious is, despite how rough the journey would be, you know, all the stunts that they pull and it seems impossible, but somehow they manage to do it. They manage to get back up even when there's that scene in the movie where it seems everyone wants to quit, you know. And these are the movies that we love. I'm pretty sure we would have a very different result if they just ended there and like, okay, let's go home. Yes, we failed to drive the cars as fast as possible or whatever. But, you know, we love these movies because they show endurance. They show perseverance. They show people who are defying the odds, who are choosing to get back up. And so you and I have to choose to get back up despite the challenges of life. And these challenges will seem like they are working against you, but they are building you. Jesus Christ did not quit. You know, he did not. And Jesus could have said, I am the Son of God. I don't want to do this, okay? People spat in his face. You know, people looked down on him. But he still stayed humble and he still kept on because he knew who he was in Christ. And he knew that despite how things looked physically, that he was actually winning the battle spiritually. You have so much greatness in you. And maybe no one has ever told you this, but I am telling it to you today. You have so much greatness in you. Maybe your problem right now is so big and so imaginable, and you're just thinking, well, this girl doesn't understand. But you should think, if there is a God who created the heavens and the earth, as vast as this world is, beautiful in every part of it, he thought of giving you that difficult challenge. He knew, you know, he knows. And because he knows, he knew that you are able to handle it. And what to you might seem like it's taking you time or it's delaying you, he is using it to prepare you. Every battle, every situation that you find yourself in is teaching you something. Instead of sitting down and complaining and letting your feelings take over you, sit down and ask God how you can be of service even when you're going through things. One thing I love about the story of Joseph, is that even when he was put in prison, he was serving. Joseph had no business sitting down and listening to the stories of the cupbearer and the baker. He had no business whatsoever, but he was able and humble enough to sit down and listen to their dreams. He would have stayed in his feelings and be like, well, life was bad, okay? Life has been mean to me, so I'm going to be mean to you. But he sat down, humbled himself, and thanked God that even if it was not immediately, but one day the cupbearer remembered him and Joseph was elevated. God is working on your life. You might not know it, but he is. And he will get you to be everything that he has created you to be. But you have to be willing to submit to him, submit to what he is doing in your life. Last week, I shared one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible, and I just want to share it again because it's such a blessing. And this is from the Passion Translation, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. And it says, though we experience every kind of pressure, we are not crushed. At times we don't know what to do, but quitting is not an option. We are persecuted by others, but God has not forsaken us. We may be knocked down, but not knocked out. You may be knocked down, but not knocked out. Keep on standing and believing God. And yeah, that is topic one. Get back up. So one thing I have noticed about my journey, if I have never shared this, I'm not sure if I have. I think I have mentioned, but I am a law student at the University of Lusaka. I am a Zambian, Lusaka, in Lusaka. Wow, I'm giving out my location. Don't follow me. I'm joking. And I am a law student. Yeah, I have said that. Okay, so one thing that I have always struggled with is my identity. And over time, I think I have gotten better in knowing who I am. But one thing that has always kind of given me a bit more confidence than it should is the fact that I'm a law student. I don't want to make this very long, but I will mention that in high school, I really struggled with academics. I really did. I've never been the A plus student. I have never been the girl with the best grades, and that's something that really did affect me. It really did. It's brought down my self-esteem, and I was just never confident in myself. I always wanted to be a medical doctor. For some reason, okay, not for some reason, mostly because of my results, I wasn't able to get, I didn't get the grades that qualified me to be a medical student, but thank God, I really thank God for that, because I wouldn't have been any of help to any patient anywhere. So when I didn't qualify for med school, I started looking at other options, other careers, and it so happened that when I applied to my university, I was picked for law school. And yeah, you know, one thing about lawyers is they're so prestigious. And for me, being picked to law school was like redemption. It was like I'm being given another chance. And so I remember in my first year, I was so scared and so intimidated, even just walking in school, because, wow, you would see your seniors in suits, and they're looking professional, and they know what they're doing. They're all business-oriented, and you're just the first year, and you don't know whether you're going to qualify, where this journey is going to end and whatnot. So over the years, God has been faithful, and I am currently in my third year. Most times, I think even when people just ask, oh, what are you studying? Oh, I'm a lawyer. It's like, wow. You know, there's just that conversation. People just see you as an intelligent person just because, okay, just because you're a law student. And, you know, I have found myself sometimes viewing that as the best part of you know, this journey being a law student. And not so long ago, I experienced, you know, some academic disappointment, to say. And, you know, I was sad, of course, but I think one thing that stood out for me is how I have been focused on seeing, oh, I'm in law school, oh, I'm in law school, and viewing that as my identity. Not that I forgot that I'm in Christ and that's what I identify by, but just not being deliberate about it sometimes. And so today I wanted to share also just a reminder that I am a child of God, and whoever you are and wherever you're listening from, you are a child of God. And I think it's so important to remember this, because we go out into the world and we surround ourselves with different people and find ourselves in different spaces. And it's so easy to let the identities, to let the situations that we find ourselves in give us a sense of identity, give us a sense of, oh, I am this. When people say I am nice, I am a nice person, and begin to think that is just what you are. But today I want to remind you that you are a child of God. No matter what happens, no matter what life throws at you, no matter what you do, no matter what is done to you, you are and will always be a child of God. And it's important to stand in this identity and be deliberate about carrying it. You know, when I received the academic disappointment, it's like, it's something that I was waiting on for so long. And then being disappointed in that way, it's like, what? And it reminds you that your firm foundation should always be Christ. That even when you find yourself in a seemingly uncomfortable situation, you're still able to remind yourself that because I am in Christ, because I am a child of God, I am not perplexed, I am not discouraged, I will not be brought down. And so I think one of the Bible characters we read about, who seemingly for a second forgot who he was, is Elijah. I mean, Elijah, the man who spoke and it did not rain for 3.5 years. Elijah, the man who killed, you know, well, not killed, but caused the death of the prophets of Baal, and you know, just seemingly shamed them when they were kind of competing on whose God would answer and send fire on the sacrifice, and their God was asleep, guys. Like, ish, his alarm was not working that day. But you know, and it's so amazing after that, you know, Ahab, being the kind of tattletale husband he was, you know, just goes to report to his wife, hey, this is what happened. And, you know, Jezebel is just like, well, 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 what did he do? He gonna see. And she sends word and she says all this and that. I'm like, and she says, I am going to do the same thing that you did to them prophets. But sis, like, which God? Okay. Which God? Because he didn't do nothing before. Okay. But yes, like, you see, and Elijah, the Bible says Elijah was scared, and so he ran. Like, he ran. And for so long, I used to tell myself, like, ish, man, Elijah, away. But you know, when you actually realize that a lot of us have found ourselves in Elijah's shoes and have done exactly what Elijah did, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what I did then. well, I get you. I get where Elijah was. And many times we forget our identity, especially when we find ourselves standing before maybe people who are prestigious, you know, people who seemingly seem like they are more eloquent in speech, they are more knowledgeable about whatever the topic is and all that stuff. And we tend to shrink and forget who we are. And so I believe Elijah was thinking, Jezebel has got all these men who she would send to kill me. Jezebel has all this power, she's the queen, and I am just Elijah, and I'm all alone. And, you know, putting myself in his shoes, I kind of understand, you know, what he would have been feeling then. But it's important for you and I to always remember that if God be for me, who can be against me? And one thing I love about this story is that we see Elijah going running, and so God sends wind, and he was not in the wind, and then God sends fire, and he was not in the fire, and God sends something else, and he was not in the something else. Just read the whole story to bless your life. It's in the book of 1 Kings. Just read the whole Bible. It will bless your life. I promise. but then there was a gentle whisper. And this was from God. And Elijah knew this was from God. And one thing I love, even just about the gentle whisper, is it shows us how gentle God is. You know, and how peaceful he is, you know, because I believe when they, and this is just like me putting myself in Elijah's shoes and really picturing what was happening then. It probably was that when Elijah, and just how peaceful the presence of God is. So, you know, when you bring yourself before God, you understand, when you are deliberate about remembering that you are his child, wherever that you go, whoever that you stand before, when you stand before, let's say, the Queen of England and present yourself just in your own identity, you obviously feel inferior in yourself because you know she's the queen and it's you and you lack experience and all that. But when you stand in the confidence of I am a child of God, you understand that the God that you serve is great. He's powerful, he's omnipotent, omnipresent, you know, all these amazing things about God. And so even when you are placed before the queen herself, you are going to be confident, not in your own ability, but in the God that you serve. You will not be shaken. And so we should be deliberate about living out our truth and living out our identity in Christ. Many times we struggle with identity, looking all this or that, trying to find where we fit in. But really, we struggle because we are not of this world. You try to put on all these identities, but it does not work because your identity is truly found in God, in Christ, who is the one who formed you, who is the one who made you, who is the one who knows you better than you know yourself. So next time you find yourself in a situation, actually, every day, every moment, every second, be deliberate about reminding yourself that I am a child of God. I am a child of God. No matter where I'm going, who I'm standing before, I am a representation of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And because he is sending me, then I know that I will be okay, that even when things seemingly don't work out the way I wanted them to, because I am a child of God. He is God who is holding me up, and everything will be fine. Always remember that. Always remember that. You know, always remember that. I know you are a good makeup artist. I know you are a good stylist. I know you are a good musician, singer, songwriter, dancer, preacher. You know, you're a good student, you're a good child, daughter, friend, and so many things. I know you might be shy. I know you might be scared. I know you might be weak. You might feel alone. But none of this will ever change the fact that you are a child of God. Thank you so much for listening in, you guys. I hope I have shared something that will bless you. I hope that I have said something that has, you know, encouraged you. And I also encourage you and urge you to share the word and spread the word about the podcast to everyone, so that in this season we are all navigating life with God. Till next week with another amazing episode or two. It's bye for now.